Oh, it is that time. Scott Reed is in for Scott MacArthur. Reshmi Nair is here because Scott Reed is. I'm so happy.
That's not true. You're here because it's your job. You're contractually obligated to be here, whether I am or not.
It makes it better that you're here.
It's sweet of you to say that, but I think it might be.
All right. Well, here, I'll start telling the truth. Okay. It's time now.
I'm forced to be here under duress with this lump.
It's time to enter entertainment court. It is time for Richard Krause to rule on the pop culture stories taking center stage in the court of public opinion.
Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judgy.
Isn't this
court
the best part of
it? Is now in session.
It is.
It is.
Judge Krause.
Judge Krause, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Just great. Just great. Talking here on the radio, being very, very close friends. Don't for a second
I know. I get that sense.
Otherwise.
Yeah, from listening.
What's our first case?
We're getting along fine.
What's our first case?
What is our first case, Judge Krause?
Well, the first case involves the new Disney Plus series, The Santa Clauses. In that, Tim Allen returns as Scott Calvin, a.k.a. Santa Claus, as he sets out to choose the next Father Christmas. He's about to retire, and he has to replace himself. Now, the first two episodes dropped a few days ago, and there's one line in particular that caught people's attention. There's a scene when Scott Calvin, Tim Allen, is asked if something is bothering him. And Calvin says, well, yeah, it's the fact that saying Merry Christmas to all has suddenly become problematic. And in a recent interview with Deadline, which is a daily trade magazine, the Santa Claus's creator, Jack Burton, admitted there were some back and forth over the inclusion of that line because it refers to this idea that there is a war on Christmas and saying Merry Christmas. So my question to you is there a war on Christmas?
No.
No, but I like to declare war on the people that complain about the war on Christmas because I think it's such a phony load of
beeswax. No, they really need to know what war is. If you know what war is, you wouldn't be throwing around the term. It drives me nuts. There's no war on Christmas.
Well, here's my verdict. If there actually is a war on Christmas, why doesn't Santa Claus wear a camo suit? I'll tell you why. Because there is no war on Christmas.
Ho, 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 go! Boom, 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 boom!
The very existence of a show called The Santa Claus should have been the first clue that there is no war on Christmas. Other clues include new movies and specials like Falling for Christmas, A Christmas Story Christmas, and Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas. There's no shortage of Christmas out there. There's also no shortage of people who don't celebrate Christmas out there, hence the more inclusive Happy Holidays greeting. It's not like Happy Holidays is some newfangled expression dreamed up by Christmas haters. It dates back to a song with that title that came out in 1942 by Irving Berlin, who also wrote White Christmas. There is nothing problematic with either Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. Both convey what the season should be about, and that is my verdict.
Right. I've seen Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic movie. I have. It's a Hallmark movie, and I swear to God, I saw it last year. I watched it, and it was terrible, but I enjoyed every second of it. What's our next case, Judge?
Well, the next one is that Kelsey Grammer is bringing Dr. Frasier Crane back. He's doing a revival of the series Frasier, which originally ran from 1993 to 2004. And we told People magazine that rehearsals start in February, but it's going to be a little bit different than it was the last time it was around. David Hyde Pierce is not coming back to play Niles, Frasier Crane's brother. And John Mahoney, who played Frasier's father, Martin Crane, died about 4 years ago. So my question to you is, do we need more Frasier in our lives, or is this just one Frasier series too many?
Oh, I mean, if it's not with his dad and Niles, although I will say Frasier and Murphy Brown, my two favorite shows, I'm living the dream. Look at me. I'm Frasier Crane right now. Be my Niles. Be my Niles, Scott.
Well, I loved Frasier too, and I loved Cheers even more, but I'm kind of bored of this.
You're living
Let's
Cheers.
Dig off every corpse in the TV cemetery and try to run a little more electricity through it for one more shot of money and stuff. I like, can't we come up with some new ideas? Isn't there any fresh IP out there?
Well, I kind of agree with you, Scott. So Frasier was a great show. During the pandemic, we binged watched all 264 episodes. And I also enjoyed the character for years on the show Cheers. But you know what they say, bad news comes in threes. And I think bringing him back for a third kick at the can 18 years after Frasier went off the air is a bad idea, especially when he isn't surrounded by the cast of characters that made Frasier so special. It's the law of diminishing returns. The further you get away from the source, the worse the shows or movies get. At any rate, Frasier hasn't gone away. You can stream him on Cheers. You can stream him in Frasier, which begs the question, how can we miss Frasier if he won't go away? And that is my verdict.
All right. What's our next case, Judge?
Okay, so there's going to be a new Indiana Jones movie. It's Indiana Jones 5, and Harrison Ford, at age 80, is coming back to star in this film. But they're going to dial back the clock so that we will see Harrison Ford play Indiana Jones from 1944. So they're going to take 40 years off him with a computer. They're going to de-age him, they call it. Now, it begins with this flashback scene, and the action will allow us to see Harrison Ford actually act the scene, but look like the much younger version of himself. Now, my question for you is, they say time waits for no one, but should Hollywood made it possible or make it possible for Harrison Ford to remain frozen at age 39?
They better do this for women is what I got to say. My arms are flailing right now, Judge. My arms are flailing. Okay, Harrison Ford, I love. He can do no wrong. Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones, one of my favorite series. I love Harrison Ford. I want to see him all the time. But if you're going to de-age people, why don't you just recast? There are younger people looking for that role right now, Harrison. Move out of the way.
My view is it all depends. I generally hate the de-aging thing, but it depends how they use it. Is it a device to just give us a quick flashback? Is the plot of this movie going to be that the Nazis have found the Fountain of Youth and they're going to like end where we jump into a new, younger, recast Indiana Jones? It depends on the story and whether it serves the story. Do I sound like a Hollywood nerd enough to you, Richard? But that's a little bit. My take.
Okay, here's my verdict. While we would all love to have a new Indiana Jones in his prime adventure, I think that this is a really risky move. So far, de-aging actors in films has presented some real problems. The Irishman shaved decades off Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Joe Pesci in several scenes, but with really mixed results. They sort of, kind of looked like their younger selves, but their creaky old bodies still moved like older men. Watching a young-looking De Niro struggle to get out of a chair kind of took me out of the story of the movie. Then there is a recognizable but obviously older voice coming out of a de-aged replica of the actors. We'd all probably like to step back in time to a certain extent, but no matter how great the de-aging is, I doubt that it will turn back the clock to the excitement that I felt watching Raiders of the Lost Ark for the first time. And that is my verdict.
Dun, 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 dun. I love Indy so much. I hope it's good. The last one stank like old fruit. I hope it's good.
No time for
that. Once introduced him. We were backstage. I've interviewed him a bunch of times, and we were backstage. I was going to introduce him to an audience. And as I walked out on stage, he just looked over and said, say nice things about me. And I said, I'll say nice things about you if you say nice things about me. And he said, what would you like me to say? And I said, I'd like you to call me intelligent and beloved. So I get out on stage and I'm like, hey, everybody, Harrison Ford, the audience is going mad. They're just thrilled that he's there. He walks out to rapturous applause. He gets everyone to be quiet. And he says, before I start, I just want to thank Richard Krause, one of the most intelligent and beloved film critics in the country. And it was possibly the greatest moment in my life.
Thank you for sharing that with us. I am so envious.
If I had an Indiana Jones story, they'd kick me out the radio because I'd tell it every single time I'm on here. Oh, that's great, Richard.
Judge Krause, we appreciate you. It's The Rush. Thanks. News Talk 1010 Toronto.